The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you can join us once again. We're going to be talking about some really neat things this week, so I encourage you to stay tuned for the Netcast. Praise the Lord, we got so many good things to talk about. I do want to give you a few quick announcements, and that is that speakfaith.tv, as always, going strong, and I tell you, we've just got such wonderful, amazing programming on speakfaith.tv. I've got a few things coming up that I really wish I could share with you, but I can't share them until they're kind of locked in. But should they come to pass, as I am believing they will, oh my, we're going to have some really exciting things to add to speakfaith.tv, so you stay tuned to that. Now, if you have not taking advantage of the opportunity that speakfaith.tv is for you to hear the uncompromised word of faith on a regular, continual basis, I encourage you to get a Roku device. Now, a Roku device is a small box that you put beside or near your TV. You used to call it a set-top box, but in these days of HDTVs, you really can't set them on top of it anymore because it's just a little skinny thing, you know. But the idea of a set-top box is just a box that allows you to receive programming outside of the normal TV networks. And it's becoming more and more and more popular all the time. There's just literally millions and millions of Rokus that are out there now, those little boxes that people are using. Now, they're very inexpensive. You can get them at Best Buy. There's all kinds of places you can get them. Or if you aren't sure where to get one, all you got to do is go to our website. And, of course, our website for speakfaith.tv is speakfaith.tv, as I have there on the lower third of the screen. And I encourage you to check that out. If you go to that website, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little banner. You click on that banner, it will direct you to some really amazing deals that are available right now on the Roku device. Now you say, well, Dr. Bill wants to get a Roku device, what do I do? Well, at that point, all you have to do is go to our website again, speakfaith.tv. There's a banner again, roughly I'd say a third of the way down in the center, that says subscribe to our channel. You click that, it will take you to a place that you can then click and subscribe to speakfaith.tv. That will save you going into the channel store and looking for it, because with the thousands and thousands and thousands, literally, of channels that are there, it's going to be difficult to find. We're under religion and spirituality as the category, but nevertheless, I'd encourage you just to use that link. It's much quicker to subscribe to speakfaith.tv that way. So, there's that. And then also, we have, of course, Word of Faith Radio, where just all kinds of good ministry is going forth, teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. As you might imagine, Word of Faith Radio, that's all that's taught on Word of Faith Radio is the Word of Faith. Now, you've heard me talk about the Word of Faith, and you've heard me mention that this is Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated, is the ministry that we have here, that the Lord's blessed us with. And what is the Word of Faith? Well, we talked about last week, or last, really was a little further back than last week now at this point, but on the last netcast, maybe is the best way I should say it, we talked about how to be born again from Romans chapter 10. And in Romans chapter 10, it talks about the Word of Faith. Let's go look at that. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. This is going to tie right in to our continuing message on how to receive faith. But talking about Word of Faith Radio, what is the Word of Faith? Well, Romans 10, 8 says, "What saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the Word of Faith which we preach. The Word of Faith is what Paul said he and those with him preached. The Word of Faith which we, see, that would be Paul and Barnabas and all the different people that were with him, preach the Word of Faith. Well, if the Word of Faith was good enough for the Apostle Paul, as I've said before, it's good enough for me, praise the Lord. So he's teaching the uncompromised word of faith. Well, what is that word of faith? He goes on to say, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess, this is what the word of faith is, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as your Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, if you want to condense it down to its basic meaning of what the word of faith is, it is confession of the mouth, believing with the heart. Confession of the mouth, believing with the heart. And that is the entire message of the word of faith, is wrapped into those two things. Confession of the mouth, believing with the heart. Now, that is with regard to salvation. You confess Jesus is Lord, you believe God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's no more definitive word than shalt be saved, okay? Or phrase. Saved is saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. It's an all-encompassing word. But concerning healing, because that word sozo includes healing, see, it also means healing of the physical body. Then you can say confession of your mouth that you're the healed of the Lord, that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and believing in your heart that Jesus bore your sicknesses, carried all your diseases, and that by his stripes we were healed. You begin to see how this works: salvation, healing, financial prosperity. You confess that you are prosperous, that Jesus became poor that we might be made rich. And you believe that in your heart, and you confess it with your mouth. You see, confession in the mouth, believing with the heart. Everything that has to do with what the Bible teaches concerning Christians has to do with the word of faith. Amen? So the word of faith is what we're preaching. And the word of faith is what you'll hear ministered on Word of Faith Radio. Now, of course, you can go to WOFR.org, as it says there on the screen. You go to that location, you will find the website for WOFR, Word of Faith Radio, and I encourage you to listen to that as often as you can. We actually have two channels now. One is the main channel, where you can hear all the different teachers and ministers that air at certain points of time throughout the week, throughout the year. And you can also listen to our healing channel, and that's 24/7, 365, nothing but healing. Healing, healing, healing being preached. And if you find yourself in a situation, particularly if you know someone that is bedfast, turn on Word of Faith Radio's healing channel and just let it play, and let it play, and let it play, and let it play, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And once you hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and hear it, then it will come. Hallelujah. Faith will come for healing. All right? Praise the Lord. Tremendous testimonies of healing coming off of the healing channel. Praise the Lord. Now, let's get into the Word of God on our topic of how faith comes. We've been teaching on this for some time, and I just mentioned a scripture that I want to pick up with for this particular message, and that is Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, in order to understand that, we got to read it in context. Context in Scripture is all important. You got to read it within the context, within the setting of that Scripture, in order to fully and completely understand it. So let's go back up to Romans 10:13. Let's start there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be sozoed, saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, just like we talked about. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? He's taking it back one step at a time. How are you going to believe unless you hear the message? How are you going to hear the message unless somebody preaches it? Right? So now let's keep going. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But, verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. See, if a preacher preaches, and you hear the word preached and you don't obey it. Now, I know there's a lot of people today that don't want to hear the word obey. You know, oh, Dr. Bill, we don't have to obey anymore. Oh, yes, you do. The Bible's very clear that we are to hear and we are to obey. Amen. You know, Jesus is, I'm going to say something that's going to rankle some people here. They're going to get a little bit out of shape with me, but it's Bible. Jesus is your Lord. He's not your heavenly vending machine. Woo, uh-oh. There's a lot of folks just want to pick up something and hit me now. No, now hold on. Jesus is your Lord. What does a Lord do? He tells you to do things and you do them. He's a master. He is Lord. Now, it's blessed for us. I started to say fortunate, but fortunate calls into mind things like luck. And luck is a word that is derived from Lucifer. So it's certainly not that, all right? So I amended it mentally before I said it to blessing instead of fortunate, all right? We are blessed that as Lord, Jesus is a good Lord. Amen? God is a good God. He is good to us. He gives to us. He blesses us. All right? He's not up there with a sledgehammer hitting you in the head because you're not obeying everything he says. And because of that, a lot of people have kind of, they've gotten slack when it comes to obedience to Scripture. Uh-oh. It's a truth. They see what the Word of God says and they go, well, you know, God loves me, he forgives me. Well, yes, he does, but don't take advantage of that. You know, it's like Paul was preaching along one time and he said, well, shall we sin more so that grace abounds? God forbid. You could just hear the frustration in what he's saying. God forbid, guys, come on. And yet that very same attitude is going on today. People are saying, well, you know, greasy grace, I can do whatever I want. You know, it doesn't matter what I do anymore. You know, God will always forgive me. Well, God does forgive when you ask him for forgiveness. When you repent. To repent doesn't mean, oops, I got caught. Lord, forgive me. And then go on and do it again. That's not repentance. You know, that's getting caught and not wanting to get your hand slapped. So you say, oh, Lord, forgive me. No. Repentance is, Lord, forgive me, and I will not do it again. I want to please you. I want to serve you. You are my Lord. I am your servant. That's the proper attitude. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, that's not what's being taught today. I know. Doctrines of devils. Say that with me. Doctrines of devils. This whole greasy grace teaching is a doctrine of devils. I'll go one step further. I mentioned this last week, or last episode, however you want to look at it. Last time we shared the word over the netcast, and that is this whole false unity thing. The Word of God says we'll come together in the unity of the faith before Jesus returns. Amen. I believe that. But it's the unity of the faith, not just unity for unity's sake. You know, we're going to unify with the Muslims because we're supposed to have unity. No. I tell you, Islamic teaching, Muslim teaching, you look it up and you compare it to the Word of God, it is contrary to the Word of God. Plain and simple. Okay, you can't come into unity with that. It is contrary to the Word of God. I can't come into unity with greasy grace because it is contrary to the Word of God. Now, this is where it's going to blow some folks' minds. I talked to a guy at work, and he went, what? You believe that? Well, yes, I do, and I'm about to tell you. Catholic doctrine is not scriptural. I can't come into agreement with unscriptural doctrine. Mary is not divine, for instance. You don't pray to her. You pray to the Father God in Jesus' name. You don't pray to saints. You pray to the Father God in Jesus' name. You know, there is no purgatory. Once you die, you either go to heaven or hell. There's no in between. All of these doctrines are not scriptural. I can't come into agreement with unscriptural doctrine. I can't come into unity with unscriptural doctrine. Well, Dr. Bill, what about all these major ministries that are trying to come into unity with the Catholics? I'm sorry. It's not scriptural. It's not sanctioned by God. This false unity message is wrong. I'm sorry. It's wrong. It may make you feel good. You may just go, oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't that sweet? But it's not scriptural. Greasy grace is not scriptural. You know, pigs in the parlor is not scriptural. Barfing into paper bags to get devils out, that's not scriptural. Nowhere in the Bible did Jesus hand somebody a paper bag and say, barf a devil out. It's not scriptural. Now, I know some of you are going, what? If you've never heard of pigs in the parlor, don't go look. Just forget it. All kinds of crazy doctrines out there, whether it's from major organizations like Catholics or Mormons. Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started on Mormons. Holy underwear. Give me a break. And I'm not talking holy like holes in it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my. Crazy, crazy doctrines, and they're not scriptural. If they're not scriptural, I can't come into agreement with it. If I can't come into agreement with it, I can't be in unity. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, do you think that we're all going to come to the same doctrine together? No, not necessarily. But the unity of the faith means we will all understand that it is faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone that we receive salvation. And then we begin to operate in faith, confession of the mouth, believing the heart, confession of the mouth, believing your heart, and then we come together in unity. Those that can do that, we can come together in unity. Those that don't believe that, I can't be in unity with. Amen. I can love them. I can pray for them. I can believe the best for them, which means dumping their crazy doctrines, obviously. But I cannot come into unity with them. Whew, man. Got off on a bit of a tangent there, but it's important because you have to receive the Word of God and not doctrinal craziness that's going on. All right, let's get back to this. They have not all obeyed the gospel, obviously. Just what we were talking about. The gospel is the good news. You must obey the gospel. You must do what the Word of God says. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Now we get to verse 17. Now we can put it in context. So then, because of all this, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now I mentioned before that I had somebody ask me one time, what does that mean, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? Why didn't it just say faith comes by hearing the Word of God? And I had always just kind of read it that way. I'd read it as faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and that was it. And so I said, you know, that's a good question. I need to do a little research on that. Well, I did do the research, and I found out the word hearing is the word, a Greek word akoe, A-K-O-E is the transliteration. Akoe, it means not just hearing with the ears on the side of your head, the Bible, but hearing and understanding and receiving the teaching that you hear preached. It's not, now listen closely to what I'm about to say. It's always good to hear the Word of God read to you from the Scripture, like an audio version of the Bible. It's always a good thing. Don't get me wrong, okay? But that is not what this scripture is actually talking about. It's talking about people who are preaching. It says, how shall they hear without a preacher? So it's talking about people preaching the Word of God. So faith cometh by hearing means hearing the Word of God preached. And when you hear the Word of God preached, you receive it, you accept it, you make it part of yourself. Remember, akoe, more than mere sense of hearing, implies hearing and receiving and understanding the teaching. So, So then faith cometh by hearing, more than just the mere sense of hearing. And that hearing and receiving and understanding the teaching comes by the Word of God. So even the hearing and receiving and understanding of the teaching comes by hearing the Word of God preached to you. Now, I also like what I heard somebody say one time. And I really, this clicks with me. This, you know, it seemeth good unto me in the Holy Ghost, all right? They said it this way. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Whoa, what does that mean? That means hearing is a present tense continual way of using the term to hear, right? If I say, I hear you, that's present tense, right? If I say, I have heard you, that's past tense. You see the difference? But hearing and hearing and hearing is present tense continual, all right? That may not be an official, you know, English terminology, but it's what I'm using to get the point across to you, all right? That is, you need to be listening to the Word of God preached on a regular, continual basis. You've heard me say this time and time again, that Word of Faith Radio is so important because you can hear the Word of God ministered to you on a continual basis. Same thing with this netcast. You tune in every time it comes on, and you listen to it and you receive from it on a continual basis. That will be a blessing to you to do that. That's what we're talking about here. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. It's a commitment to hear the Word of God continually. That's what we're talking about. Now, but I say, verse 18, let's go to verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Woo, hallelujah. I want you to think about that, folks. Word of Faith Radio is going to the whole world continually. SpeakFaith.tv that I mentioned earlier is going to the whole world over the Roku system continually. Yes, verily, the sound, the message, went into all the earth and their words unto the ends of the world. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that our words are going out to the ends of the world. Praise the Lord. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by foolish nations will I anger you. But Esaias is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. In other words, these folks have and had the opportunity to receive from the Word of God, but they didn't, unfortunately. But he said that those that didn't even seek after God received him, because they did hear the Word on a continual basis. They did receive from the Word of God. They committed to the Word of God. They received Jesus as their Lord. They believed God raised him from the dead, and they are now saved. So, faith coming to you comes from hearing preaching on a continual basis of the Word of God. That's why programs like this are so important, for you to hear the Word of God preached to you continually. That's why Word of Faith Radio is so important, to hear the Word of God preached to you continually. You must hear the Word of God. You must listen to the Word of God. Commit the Word of God into your heart. Make it part of you. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, we receive that right now. We make a decision, a quality decision, to make the Word of God part of us, to listen to the Word of God preached on a regular, continual basis, to incorporate it and make it part of us every single day, Father. And we thank you that because we hear the Word of God and receive it into our heart and speak it out of our mouth, it comes to pass. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my, I done preached myself happy. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd love for you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries. That's P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. Probably much quicker for you to write me at my email address. If you have questions or thoughts about the netcast, I encourage you to do that. And my email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org, as it says there on the screen. I encourage you to write me. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love for you to take advantage of all the opportunities we've been talking about throughout this program today, and that is Word of Faith Radio, SpeakFaith.tv, this netcast, our radio broadcast. I tell you, we have more listeners to our regular daily radio broadcast than any other outreach of this ministry. I'm talking 24,000 people listening every month to our radio program, and that is such a blessing, folks. I tell you, I am appreciative of all the people that are listening, and I encourage you that are watching this netcast and listening to this netcast, I encourage you to spread the word about Word of Faith Ministries. Just send folks our website, wfm.org, that address, wfm.org. Send it as an email to all the folks you might correspond with. Or on Facebook. Put it on Facebook, wfm.org. Folks will be blessed by hearing and receiving from the Word of God. Amen. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.